Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Mentally Experience. Welcome to another show where it's going to be an experience.
The topic, any topic, we prepared, we ain't scared, we discuss it. We be talking sex, lies, yeah, whatever. My homie JT, D&B Sports Center. Yeah. Miss Lee bringing guests after guests after guests. And we gonna
competition.
We demand our respect. Check out the check, yeah, we eat. This ain't a podcast, this is the life that we lead. From relationships, politics, you hear it all here. Got stilettos and combos and fashion right here. If you wanna throw the lead, hit a rut right quick. Or you can download on iTunes, you know she that got the show on YouTube. And no, man, I swear she the shit. My homie T-Wake, what up, know we up in this bitch. Feeling champagne, celebrating this year. The next year, after next year, after next year, after next year, after next year. For the Miss Lee Experience. Oh. Whoa.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl, Miss Lee. Welcome to the Miss Experience on this crazy weather, sunny, rainy, monsoon, hurricane, snowy, lunar eclipse type day. Ah, we're here, man. And I hope you're ready for an interesting show where we are going to talk about some interesting topic. And this topic came by the way of JT brought up this topic, because there's been a lot of stuff on the news tonight that is dealing with gender and sexuality and pedophilia and our children and being free and expressing who you are as a man versus a woman. So we never had a topic like this on the Mentally Experience, so it's interesting that we talk about this topic, because I saw a news clip, which I actually have the clip, and I'll play that tonight as well, just on an article or an interview that was on Fox News. In this conversation about babies, and it's very interesting. But tonight's topic is about gender and children and inclusivity and sexuality and your gender. So it's a very, very different topic for us. So I hope you're enjoying it, going to enjoy it, and you're going to love it, because, you know, we want this to be an interesting experience for you tonight, as well as have some conversation with your friends and family about this as well. You know, you just never know. The world is a-changing. So T is out with family this weekend, so he will not be joining us. Family vacation time, so shout out to T, prayers and his family. Hope they have a wonderful vacation. Also, shout out to my sorority sister, Dina. They're out in Disney having fun, enjoying Florida and all of the joy of the Magic Kingdom, so I definitely can't wait to get out to Florida one day. That's one place I want to go. I am a Disney fanatic. So shout out to them, and, you know, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. JT will be joining us shortly as well, and we're going to dive into this topic of gender, neutrality, social, sexual issues. But before we dive in, got to get the logistics out of the way. You know the number, call in 347-934-0949, press 1, I'll see you come on, and you'll be there, you know what I'm saying? Come in and conversate on the topic or converse. Sorry, conversate is not a great word to say. Connect with us on social media. Follow Miss Lee on Facebook. That's my fan page, MISSLEE. Go ahead and follow me there. Connect with me on social media on Twitter. Just Miss Lee, spelled out just how, you know, how it sounds. And on Instagram, it's just Miss Lee. T Wake on Instagram, so TTEEWAKE and JTMYG. 970 on Twitter and Instagram for JT. So connect with us, follow us, see what's good, and you know, be a part of our tweets and our conversations and all of that stuff. So tonight's topic, man, I kicked off the question of the day on Facebook, and if you guys know, I'm gonna just bring this out. I am in a sorority. I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and some new news have been released on different fraternities and different sororities and different gender-specific organizations starting to open up their qualifications to obtain membership in some organizations. So I saw a couple articles at Harvard. I saw a couple articles on NBC. Like, I saw a lot of articles on the changes in how you're able to become members of these various organizations. So the question I posted on social media, what are your thoughts on sororities and fraternities opening and going gender neutral due to the rise of gender freedom across the world? So that's the question that I'm starting the conversation off with, you know, and this is just something that I was thinking of, just because of when you look at a fraternity and a sorority, men and women, that's just what it is. But apparently, to incorporate the transgender, the transsexual demographic, organizations are allowing their rules to be bent so that they're more inclusive. So that's the question, the first question of the day. So let's just open this up with just some basic conversation on gender, right? So we know what gender is, the state of being male or female. And that's being used with gender and social differences. So there's been talk and conversation of, you know, we've seen it over the years, you know, boys feeling like they're girls and girls feeling like they're boys, they're trapped in, you know, another body, and they're struggling with their gender. And, you know, you're raising children, it's a little boy, hey, you're wearing blue, hey, you're a girl, you're wearing pink, you know. And then there was that middle color, green and yellow, when, you know, where that's, for that used to be, if the mom and dad did not want to know the sex of their child, the gift that would be provided would be a gender neutral color, which would be green and which would be yellow, right? So those are gender neutral colors. So this topic sparked a chord with me when JT shared it with me on social media, this article and this news broadcast. And I think before I even dive in to the topic on gender neutrality and social sexual issues, I feel that it's best that I play the audio, and I'm going to play it twice throughout the show, so for those of us that might be newly tuned into the show, you get to understand where I'm coming from with this topic, and I want to know what your thoughts are on it. And then I'm going to play it later on in the show, so I'm going to play it twice, so you know, at least you guys are getting an idea of where this topic is coming from. And when I heard this and saw this, I was like, what? So, yeah, I'm going to play it. This is an interview that was provided, and it was on Fox News. So take a listen. Tell me what you think. We'll be back.
Having a baby used to be a straightforward proposition. You could have a boy or you could have a girl. But now there's a third option. It's called steep civilizational decline. A handful of parents across America are deliberately keeping their children's sex hidden and instead raising so-called babies. The idea is that only the children themselves should be able to decide whether they are boys or girls without any of that pesky biological reality getting in the way. It's all very confusing, like a lot of 2018 is. So, of course, we called in our interpreter of all things progressive, our liberal Sherpa, Kathy Aru, founding publisher of Catalina Magazine. She joins us tonight. So, Kathy, goes without saying, you're for this, of course.
Yep.
But doesn't this mean, if you're going to raise a baby, how would you be able to change your child's diaper? Because the second you change the diaper, of course, you'd no longer be able to pretend that there was a question about whether this was a boy or a girl, you would know.
Well, it's not about pretending. The parent definitely knows the gender. It's about not necessarily labeling the baby. It's about allowing the baby to decide what gender that baby wants to be when that baby can decide, which is around 4 years old. So from 0 to 4, the baby will not be labeled. The labeling theory will not apply from 0 to 4 years old. The baby will be a baby, neither a boy nor a girl. Whatever gender that baby
now, what
chooses
other what other profound life decisions do we think people ought to be making at the age of 4? Are there any others?
Well,
you know, whether to get a tattoo, whether to get married, enlisting in the military, voting, drinking vodka, smoking Marlboro Reds. Is there anything else that we think 4-year-olds are ready to decide?
This isn't actually a profound life decision. I mean, biologically,
yeah.
There's nothing really going on from 0 to 4 in that area that affects a person's life. Biologically, the experts say that boys and girls, all genders are alike. The boy's brain, the male brain might be a little larger. The female's language might be a little bit more advanced.
Okay. No
maybe,
sexism on my show. Hold on. Whoa,
sorry,
slow down. No,
sorry.
Here you're out there like
they say maybe
boys' brains
are
larger. And
yeah.
I just want to say that kind of toxic masculinity has no place in this program.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
But that's all
but
they can
no, look,
think of.
But look, the bottom
yeah.
line is
yeah.
Yeah, all they could think of, like, difference in brain size, difference in genitalia,
perhaps.
Difference in bone structure.
Perhaps.
Just minor things
minor.
Like just minor things like that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not perhaps, like, factually. So those are not minor things. Those are definitive things.
Minor.
So, like, why would you not tell your kids about that? You know, at some point they're going to drop trowel and look down and say, wait, we look different. And you're going to be like, no, you don't. You're exactly the same.
And
that's lying, isn't
that's
it?
That's when the child, they say, is around 4 years old. So around 0 to 4, we're not going to say to a little female, a girl, that you're a little princess, or boy, you're such a tiger. The labels are gone. You're not going to put that outside influence on a child. You're just going to be neutral. Everything's going to be
okay.
neutral.
The outside influence
equal.
Of biological reality.
Not
so would
reality,
you do this with anything
perception.
Else? Would you, could no, but could we decide that we're not going to acknowledge temperature or weather or traffic? And you could just say, you know what? I don't think it's raining outside. Or you can decide whether it's raining outside. I mean, the weatherman says it is, that there's snow on the ground. Or the weather, what? You know what I mean? The weatherman says that it's 15 degrees out. But I'm going to... You know what I mean? Just kind of make up my own reality.
The parents who are really
no,
leading this movement.
No, we acknowledge
movement.
Biology and nature as real, right?
But the biology, the parents who came out with this, who came out in the New York Times and started this baby awareness, this gender neutral awareness for babies, basically said, why should people be so obsessed if your baby is going to be a boy or a girl? Who cares about that area? It's actually a little human. We are bringing a little human into the world. Who cares about the genitalia?
Because,
who cares?
May I just suggest why? And this isn't just my opinion, but the opinion of every person who's ever lived going back, let's just say 10,000 years for the sake of neatness. Because men and women are completely different in key ways.
Babies?
Can we not say that anymore?
Babies are different. Babies
yeah.
aren't different. They're little
they are.
Human beings, and there's really not much of a difference between different genders. No. There is no difference. And men and women,
right.
we would
All
say,
right.
are equal.
I'm trying to laugh
they?
So I don't cry. Kathy Aru, you can be equal but different, which they are.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the interview that was played on, that was on Fox this week. And when I tell you that that interview was played in social media, the news, like everybody went a little berserk on social media in regards to this topic. And when I was tagged in this video, by JT, because JT was like, what the hell is this? This is a thing. And now here's and I don't want to sound racially biased because I have respect for all cultures, you know, but I feel like this is some sorry to say this. I feel like this is some white people stuff. I don't believe or feel or can't imagine that African American people, Latina individuals, Cuban, Asian, African, Indian, Samoan, German, Polish, Egyptian, individuals would buy into this. I don't know. Okay, so based off of that interview and the mentality of these people, because apparently there's a lot of people and there's tweets and Instagram posts of people that believe this and they have children and they're raising their children with no gender. And you know what? This is such a crazy topic. This also proves that not everybody should raise children. You know what I'm saying? I feel like not everybody should raise children. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like this phenomenon that's going on right now across the country with this mentality of babies is like, this can go one of two ways. Hey, your child might grow up not knowing what their gender is, and they decided on their own whatever they feel like they're going to be, and they can either hate their parent for that, or they can absolutely love their parent. And I think when you look at parenting, that's pretty much how life is, right? So your parents raise you with the best of what they knowledge that they have, right? Parents make mistakes. Parents learn as they go. There's no rule book, no handbook, no quick reference guide, no FAQ or anything that teaches parents how to be a parent, right? Because you have to adjust and tailor your parenting style to the child that is in front of you, the child that you've given life to, right? So there's no guide to this. But when you look at the human anatomy, there are differences. You know, this is far beyond an African-American baby, an Asian baby, a Latina baby, and a Caucasian baby, right? They're all girls, different races. The only difference between these four types of children, four children, is their color and ethnic background, right? So that might be the main differences. But that's like saying, I'm a black baby, but I'm going to raise my baby to just believe whatever color they want to believe that they are. When the reality is, hey, yes, I'm a black baby and I had a black baby girl, but I'm not going to teach her that she's black. I'm just going to teach her that she's anything that she wants to be. When the reality is, when she looks outside and she interacts with other kids, there and she's saying, oh, I'm Asian today. Like, it's the reality is she's not going to be treated like an Asian because the color of her skin clearly says that she's African American. So to have parents that are buying into this, that are saying my child at the age of four can decide if they want to be a boy or a girl, we're going to leave that up to them. And it's like, what type of culture are we? What? That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's happening. And it's pretty crazy that this is real life. A four-year-old has no concept of anything. A five-year-old, a 10-year-old, you know, it's kind of like you raise your children to be great human beings. Absolutely. But as a girl, oh, how do I put this? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just blown by this. And the comments that are coming through is astronomical right now. So, hey, I'm just going to put a big old monkey wrench in this conversation, and then we're going to take a quick break. You're going to raise your child to not have a gender. Be neutral. Baby girl, baby boy, you're not a boy or a girl. I'm not going to fill it in on the blood certificate and leave it blank. Because apparently that's happening too, ladies and gentlemen. There's states where you can change and not put a gender of the baby on the birth certificate, which I don't know. It's crazy. These are laws that are happening. You know, it's going a little out of hand. So if you raise your child that was biologically born as a girl, and she's like, okay, she's a girl, she has a vagina, she has areolas and all of that, okay, and she has ovaries and all of that good stuff, and you raise her as a gender-neutral child, and she's 5, and she says, I want to be a boy. And you let her choose to be a boy. And then when she's about 9, she starts to get her period. But she thinks she's a boy. Boys don't get a period. How in the hell are you going to have that conversation with your child? How? And this is a thing that I think is just crazy. Because biologically, your girl cannot be a boy. So you can't raise them in a way. That's like saying your little boy, you're going to raise them with no gender. They can pick what they want. And little boy says, yeah, I want to be a girl. But then when he hits that wonderful age of puberty and he starts having wet dreams and he's not understanding, you know, because he's thinking he's a girl, why can't I wear pads and why can't I wear a bra? Look, you don't have titties. See, this is too much. JT, he's here. JT brought this topic in my life. JT brought this topic in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is too much. I played the audio for the listeners. I said we're going to play the audio in the beginning of the show, and we're going to play the audio halfway. So we get listeners that come in halfway, and they're like, what the hell is this gender neutrality?
Right.
JT, I'm going to raise my child to have no gender, but it's born a boy, and then they wonder why they don't have a period, but they have a wet dream, but they have no gender.
See, this.
How does that happen?
I've had multiple conversations with a lot of people this week about this topic.
Okay.
A lot of topics kind of related. This is a result of just being able to do too much.
Yes.
This is what it is.
Yes.
Some things just have got to be controlled. And this is one of them. For people to come here and say, my kid is born, he has a penis, vagina, whatever, but I'm not going to, when he gets old enough, he can choose what he wants to be. Yo, the kid was born with 2 balls and a penis. It is a boy. Raise the kid to be a boy. Until the kid gets old enough where he doesn't want to be that anymore, that he can do that on his own. Don't force that shit on him from birth. That's not your call to make. That's that kid when he gets old enough if he wants to do that. Bottom line. Blue for boy, pink for goddamn girl, and green for neutral because I don't know what's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So what color do I buy for this shit here? Black. What is it? Because this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to So when you filling out your paperwork for the kids to go to school, what are you filling out? What you filling out? It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It is too much. Like, listen. To my gay people and everything out here, the transgenders, this is a result of the transgender shit, whether people want to believe it or not. It is. It is a direct result from that. If I'm wrong, somebody please tell me how it's not.
So, JP, I'm going to say something, and I don't know if I had this conversation. I think I had this conversation with you privately. And this will be the very first time that you guys, listeners, will hear me say something that might be a little biased, might be a little bit, I might step on some toes and hurt some feelings, but I just have to be have to put my own opinion in this. I just have to. And this, I agree with JP. This is definitely something that is a spinoff of alternative lifestyle. Absolutely. Okay. So this is my belief. Okay. This is not the belief. Let me put the disclaimer. This is not the belief of listening experiences. Oh, all parties represented. Okay. Right. So.
Right.
I believe that if you choose to live an alternative lifestyle, so if you are a man and you are with another man, and you and that man decide to get married, or you are a woman and you decide to marry another woman, I believe biologically you have forfeited your right to give birth. That's what I believe. And I believe that because giving birth is a blessing and a covenant between a man and a woman. And that's how it happens biologically. If you chose to live a lifestyle where biologically that does not happen, I believe that that lifestyle you chose, you gave up that right. That's my belief, me personally. So if you, like, hey, you want your cake and eat it too, you want to live a lifestyle where biologically you can't give birth, so now you're now altering the way biology happens to fit your life, you're manipulating the way the world was destined to work. That's just me. And I've gotten into a lot of arguments with people about that. Because it's kind of like, put it like this, if I'm a girl and I choose to live as a boy, I give up all of my female shit. So I can't pretend, I can't be a girl and be a boy at the same time. So it's kind of like, if I'm going to go through and have surgery to turn my vagina into a penis, I can't then be like, but as a girl, it's not fair for me to get treated like a man because I'm a man. So I'm really a girl. So if I have a fight, I can't fight a man. You get what I'm saying? Even though I'm living my life as a man. I've given up that right to play victim as a girl because now I'm a girl and I want to be a man. So if I am choosing to live with a woman, biologically two women cannot have children, I believe you forfeited your right to biologically conceive because your lifestyle does not biologically make that happen organically. I'm not saying that you can't parent and mentor or adopt a child. I'm saying biologically you can't choose to do that because it doesn't happen that way for you. That's my belief. So these baby things that's happening is a reflection of two homosexual people biologically giving birth that were crazy and confused about the way that they live, and now they want to put that onto something that they shouldn't have had the ability to have in the first place.
I never thought about it like that. But I do think this gender baby thing, this is a clear, you've always heard people say they're pushing some kind of agenda. We've heard that, okay? Whether it's, you know, the gay agenda, whatever it is. Whether this right here, this gender thing, this is a clear pushing of some kind of agenda right here. I'm telling you, now you, when you start talking about kids, you're in a whole nother spectrum, a whole nother ballpark. When you start talking about kids, what you want to do when you're older and you grow is one thing. But once you start taking and adding and start messing with kids, you can't tell me it's not an agenda-based situation. You can't tell me
Yes, and JT, I'm so glad you brought that up because since you posted that article or that news clip or whatever, there has been so many articles and stories covered talking about how this agenda is child abuse and child manipulation and mental abuse and all, like, there's so many like psychiatrists who are like, wait a minute, you are manipulating and this is a form of child abuse. You are blatantly telling this child that they need to ignore biologically what they are, and if they it's crazy. So like all these articles started coming up after you like mentioned it, and I was like, yo, this is insane. So I go and I look at parents.com, which is a huge resource for parenting, and they had an article on this about, like, raising a gender-neutral baby. And, like, they broke it down, like, what it is, how it affects, you know, is it healthy for the child, you know? And it seems like the theme of this is the ability to have your child play with different toys and not identify pink as girl and blue as boy. So, like,
what?
Your child
are
should
you
be
serious?
Able to pick up
are
a toy. Like, that's the theme. Like, it seems like when I'm looking at this social ability, so if you raise a social neutral child, a gender neutral child, your child should be able to play with boys or girls the same way. Like, because they're all kids. Kids shouldn't have to say, as girls play with girls and boys play with boys. This is saying, hey, in playtime, it doesn't matter what you are. All kids should play together and be one. And then it's like, if your child decides to pick up a truck, that should be okay if there's a girl, if it's a girl. Or, like, it's about how the child interacts with all types of things to open their mind to different ways of experiences by playing with the truck versus playing with the doll. That's like
right. So, you know, I guess, Lee, I guess I'm going to just go buy my son panties now. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just buy him panties. I'm going to just go buy my daughter. I'm going to just buy her boxer briefs. Get the toys. First of all, girls and boys play together all the time. That's why you have Barbie, and that's why you have goddamn Ken, okay? So they can play together with Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
The boy don't need to play with Barbie. Why? Because Ken was created.
Yeah. And then the other part of the article, I'm just going to read the first paragraph. So how does it affect the child socially? So if you decide to raise a gender-neutral child socially, so now we're talking about your child is 4, they were born a boy, but they decide to live as a girl, and they're 4. So now it's time for preschool, socially, right? So the first part of the paragraph says, strict gender-neutral parenting is difficult to do if your child is in daycare or school, says PhD Marnie Axelrod. He's an adolescent psychiatrist at the Children's Hospital in Houston. If you're not going to have your child in social situations with other kids, if he's just at home with you or a sitter most of the time, this is absolutely possible. But people get nervous with unfamiliar territory. So if your child is in school and it's a boy and they decide to pick out their clothes and they pick out a dress and they're in school with other kids, it's different. So how do you have that conversation with your 4-year-old?
Yo, kids get bullied in normal situations.
Exactly.
And then you gonna put this on them? School is hard already as it is. It's already hard.
Already.
From kindergarten
because
up to 12,
they're learning how to
read. Already rough.
Already.
But you gonna put a boy in a dress? What?
Right. Right.
Come on, man. And you're gonna tell me that's not a gender driven? Please.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's real.
Stop it.
So this gender and then another part we're gonna talk about when we come back, we're gonna take a break, is how do the gender issues that you create as a baby affect them sexually as an adult? Because everything you do with your child, it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual. If your heterosexual child was molested as a child, they're going to grow up with some sexual confusion because their innocence was taken. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you were born, how you were raised, sexually experiences affect you later on in life. So you're not raising your child to choose what gender they want to be. How is that going to impact them when they're an adult and they're now a girl, but they want to hump a boy, but they're a boy, but they're dressed as a girl? I don't know. The whole thing is freaking weird. I don't know. But we'll be back. Drake, we're going to do the Kiki thing, y'all. We'll be back. It's JT. It's me. And T's out with the fam. We'll be back, y'all. I think we're having some technical difficulty. Just give us 2 seconds here. Uh-oh, hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, technology wants to cooperate, not cooperate. We're going to keep it moving. Let me hold on 1 second here. Our little... JT, you still there?
I am.
Okay, cool. Let's see, let's see. We're having some technical difficulties. And why can't the page load?
They don't even worry about it. We're going to just keep this thing
rolling.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to keep it rolling.
It's hot right now. I did see a caller,
and I can't even bring the caller on because the whole studio. So, caller, if you're there, I'm sorry. We're here. We see you. You pressed one.
You want to come on and talk. You keep working, and we're going to keep talking.
Okay.
And we're going to keep this thing
rolling.
Yes. I need the world to get it together. I need the world to get it together. What's happening is, a couple of weeks ago, we had the whole liberal conservative conversation. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what we had.
Yeah.
There's two different views, liberals, conservatives. We know this. Liberals are more, everybody should be able to do what they want to do. Conservatives are more, there's rules to this shit. That's basically, in a nutshell, what this is. All right? Now, what's happening here is, if you ask me, it's on the lines of everybody should be able to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. And to a degree, that's fine. But things still have to be checked. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
Because if we are allowed to do any and everything that we want to do at any time, we will be in the purge every day.
Not the purge.
Listen. If we were allowed to do every and anything that we wanted to do, we would be in the purge every day. And people would say, "No, that's not true." Why not? Because that's the mindset of everybody. I can do whatever I want to do, blah, 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 blah. If I want to take my son and make him my daughter, I can do that. That all falls right in line with that.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I don't. now it's checks and balances to this. Oh, now it doesn't apply to that, but it applies to everything else. No.
Right.
Because once people get that thought process, they can do whatever. You get these stupid ass thought processes. Oh, I don't have to give my kid a gender, even though the kid was born with a gender.
With a gender, right?
Now, if your kid was born a hermaphrodite, has both things, this is an issue. This is where this stuff applies. Because obviously there's a whole lot going on internally, externally with that kid.
Right.
Clearly.
And typically,
he's got makeup.
And I was going to say, and typically, if they're born a hermaphrodite, there's a dominant sex that. So what happens is, in most cases, so if the child was born with both sexual organs, there's one that's dormant. So there's a surgery that can happen to remove the dormant one. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like both children, both organs work. There might be some people where both organs work, but the reality is, it's not, like you said, it's not a biological, issue. This is all manipulating the child's brain. You know what I'm saying? To say, hey.
Right, but.
You can be what you want.
A hermaphrodite is a biological issue. That is what happens. That kid was born biologically with yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Are we having issues?
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. me see. I can't hear you, JT. I just got your text. I can't hear you, and then if you call back, I can't bring you on because the studio is down. I guess maybe the world doesn't like this topic. What is happening? Let me see something. I think what we might have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is bring this to Facebook. Let's see. Something's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hang up. We're going to end the show real quick, and we're going to try to come back and see what's going on. We'll be back. Catch you guys in a second, because I can't hear JT if he calls back. I can't see anything. I don't know what's happening. The world must not like this topic. I don't know if it's good. Give us a minute, ladies and gentlemen.